This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog says that Iran has pledged to restore cameras and other monitoring equipment at its nuclear sites. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi said Saturday that Iran also agreed to boost inspections at a facility where particles of uranium-enriched to near-weapons grade were recently detected. But a joint statement issued by the agency and Iran's nuclear body only gave vague assurances that Tehran would address long-standing complaints about the inspectors' access to its disputed nuclear program. At a news conference, the IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi said he met with Iran's president and foreign minister to discuss their nuclear program during his visit.
It's high time we come to some concrete results. So this was the spirit of the meetings we had. And I believe we have a clear understanding in that regard, so that we can start implementing a number of very concrete measures very soon.
Grossi visited Tehran days after his Vienna-based agency reported that uranium particles enriched up to 83.7% short of weapons grade were found at an underground nuclear site. Pressure is mounting on Ukrainian troops and civilians who are hunkering down in the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut.
A Ukrainian armored personnel carrier rumbles towards the front line in the embattled city of Bakhmut. The location has been a key target of Moscow's grinding eastern offensive, with Russian troops, including large forces from the private Wagner Group, inching ever closer to Kyiv's key eastern stronghold.
That's AP's Karen Shamus reporting. This is VOA News. The nearly 8-year-old U.S. deployment to Syria to combat Islamic State is still worth the risk, according to the top U.S. military officer Saturday after an unannounced visit to the base to meet U.S. troops. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, flew to Syria to assess efforts to prevent a resurgence of the militant group and review safeguards for American forces against attacks, including from drones. While Islamic State is a shadow of the group that ruled over a third of Syria and Iraq in 2014, hundreds of fighters are still camped in desolate areas where neither the United States-led coalition nor the Syrian army exert full control. Thousands of other Islamic State fighters are in detention facilities guarded by Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, America's key ally in the country.
That's VOA's Marissa Melton reporting. Australian police on Saturday released more details of a joint operation with U.S. authorities to bust an international drug ring that seized 2.4 metric tons of cocaine and resulted in the arrest of 12 suspects. VOA's Phil Mercer has more.
Western Australia's Police Commissioner Cole Blanch told reporters Saturday it was a sophisticated operation.
We had to use extensive resources, extensive surveillance, detectives, intelligence officers, the tactical response group, Air Wing. WA is an attractive coastline because they think they won't be detected, but they do not understand the capability of WA police.
Western Australian police watched as a criminal syndicate with alleged links to a Mexican cartel used two boats to find and retrieve the consignment that had been replaced with the fake drugs.
That's VOA's Phil Mercer reporting. Thousands of people marched through Tunisia's capital to decry an expanding crackdown on opposition voices and a proposed lifting of food subsidies. The march on Saturday was the latest challenge to the Tunisian president. Since taking office in October, he's consolidated his power, dismantled the country's democratic gains, and unleashed repression against migrants from elsewhere in Africa. And the Tunisian General Labor Union, which is known by its French acronym UGTT, organized the march. Former U.S. President Donald Trump cast himself as the only Republican candidate who can build on his White House legacy, but shied away from directly critiquing his potential rivals, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Trump, giving the headlining address at the annual Conservative Political Action Committee, did tell a cheering crowd that he was engaged in his final